This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. 73rd National Democracy Day being celebrated across the country amid various programs. President Bidya Devi Bhandari says a sense of Democracy Day can be established by transforming democratic ideals as lifestyle. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says building basis for the socialism-oriented state through progressive implementation of the constitution is national agenda. 40 people arrested on charge of vandalism and looting in New Bus Park. Nepal beat Namibia in ICC World Cup cricket 2-3 wickets, and US says Russia commits crime against humanity in Ukraine. Now the news in detail. The 73rd National Democracy Day is being celebrated today amid various programs in the country. The day is observed in commemoration of the 7th Phagun 2007 BS, when democracy was established in Nepal after the end of the 104-year-old autocratic Rana regime. Every year, Phagun 7 of the Nepali calendar is commemorated as the National Democracy Day in Nepal. In 2007 Bikram Sambat, on this day, democracy was established in the country, ending over a century-old autocratic Rana regime. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has said the essence of Democracy Day can be established with the transformation of democratic ideals into daily lifestyle. In a message of best wishes to all Nepali sisters and brothers at home and abroad, on the occasion of the National Democracy Day today, the President said the present political system should be successful in materializing the people's aspirations and martyrs' dreams. President Bhandari said that the foundation of today's Federal Democratic Republic was built on the basis of the People's Revolution in 2007. Bikram Sambat. President Bhandari further said that martyrs' dream and people's aspirations should be transformed into reality. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon has appealed to the people from all quarters to contribute for protecting and institutionalizing achievements of 2007 Bikram Sambat democratic movement and revolutions and movements afterwards. In his message of best wishes on the occasion of the National Democracy Day today, the Vice President remembered all those who sacrificed their lives for the cause of democracy and extended tributes to them. The Vice President further said that it was the responsibility of all Nepalis to safeguard achievements of historic movements such as republic, federalism, secularism, and proportional inclusion founded on the principle of social justice. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that building a basis for the socialism-oriented state through progressive implementation of the constitution was the national agenda. In a message of greetings today on the occasion of the 73rd Democracy Day, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda said that Nepal's democracy established on the basis of people's dedication, devotion and sacrifices arrived to this glorious stage of Federal Democratic Republic after its reforms and revisions. The Prime Minister has called for working continuously for more achievements by safeguarding the achievements obtained on the basis of the historical revolution, movements and people's struggles. He said for today's entire achievements, the movement of 2007 Bikram Sambat, people's movement of 2046 Bikram Sambat, people's war, historical people's movement of 2062-63 Bikram Sambat, and the judicious movements of all oppressed classes, caste, region and communities have decisive roles. Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Khimire has said achieving a rapid development is the prime challenge facing the nation at the moment. In his message of best wishes on the occasion of the National Democracy Day today, he said today's achievements need to be protected and strengthened. extending his tributes to all those who attend martyrdom for their right, for their fight rather, for democracy in the country. The speaker wished National Democracy Day would inspire all of us to have a resolution for peace, good governance, development and prosperity. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has expressed a hope that the rule and presence of Rashtriya Samachar Samiti, RSS, established as a major source of reliable, credible and analytical news would further strengthen in the days to come. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of the 62nd anniversary of the RSS, the state-owned news agency, the president said she was happy to see the RSS being capable of transforming itself as per the need of time in the present democratic competitive era. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Khimiri and National Assembly Chairman Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha extended their best wishes to the RSS family on the occasion of the 62nd anniversary of the organization. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Baudel has said that marketing of the domestic products is a crucial need of the hour. Addressing the closing session of the industrial exhibition organized by the Federation of Nepal Cottage and Small Industries yesterday, the Finance Minister said that the ministry was already ready to cooperate with the private sector for the marketing of the small and cottage industries products, saying that the fairs and exhibitions help in the publicity approach of the domestic goods. Baudel added such fairs would be fruitful in employment generation and modernization of agricultural goods. Nepal has registered a third consecutive victory in a triangular one-day series under the ICC World Cup Cricket League 2 by defeating 3 wickets Namibia. In the match played at the Kirtipur Best Trivan University International Cricket Ground, Nepal overcame the 275-run target in 47.3 overs at the loss of 7 wickets. Batsmen Asif Sheikh and Gyanendra Malla made major contributions to the team, scoring 81 runs and 64 runs respectively. Kushal Malla's 62 runs and Captain Rohit Baudel's 39 runs were also instrumental to meet the set target. In bowling, Nepal's Sandeep Lamichhani took 3 wickets and Karan Kesi took 1 wicket. Two of the Namibian batsmen were dismissed in run outs. Now in the series, Nepal is playing against Scotland on February 21st. 40 people involved in vandalizing and looting Lotse Mall located at New Bus Park as well as torching police vehicles on February 13. They were arrested on the charge of torching 2 police vans, vandalizing Lotse Mall and looting mobile sets during protest launched by transport workers. Kathmandu police spokesperson Superintendent of Police Sitaram Rizal said 29 people were arrested on the charge of their involvement in arson and vandalism and 11 for their involvement in looting mobile sites. The latest health report of the Nepali Congress leader and member of the House of Representatives, Dr. Chandrakanta Bhandari, says that all parameters of his health are normal. Dr. Bhandari, who is undergoing a treatment at Mumbai-based National Burn Center in India, underwent a successful surgery on Friday. Nepali Congress leader Yogaraj Kandel, who is in Mumbai, shared that all the parameters of leader Bhandari are reported to be normal. Member of Parliament Bhandari was injured in a cooking gas cylinder explosion at his residence on Wednesday night. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The US has formally determined that Russia had committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine, US Vice President Kamala Harris said. According to BBC, speaking at Munich Security Conference, Harris accused Russia of gruesome acts of murder, torture and deportation since its invasion. World leaders at the conference called for long-term support of Ukraine. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said now was the time to double down on military support. British Prime Minister argued that Western allies must start planning for the future security of Ukraine as well as sending the weapons it needs to defend itself now. The conference in Germany comes as the one-year anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine approaches on 24th of February. Harris told the conference that the perpetrators of the alleged Russian crimes in Ukraine must be held to account. The UN defines crimes against humanity as a widespread or systematic attack on a particular civilian population. Moscow has repeatedly denied targeting civilians during its invasion. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 23.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. The 73rd National Democracy Day being celebrated across the country amid various programs. President Bidya Devi Bhandari says a sense of Democracy Day can be established by transforming democratic ideals as lifestyle. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says building bases for the socialism-oriented state through progressive implementation of the constitution is national agenda. 40 people arrested on charges of vandalism and looting in New Bus Park. Nepal beat Namibia in ICC World Cup Cricket League 2 by 3 wickets. And USA's Russia commits crime against humanity in Ukraine. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.